Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be, that you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of, that you deserve the existence you have been given or it would not have been granted to you, that you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Excuse me. Welcome to Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life, and I'm your host, Gary. And Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Revolutionary Life takes on the subjects that affect our lives every day. The thing is that we take a revolutionary take on these subjects. We take a revolutionary look at these subjects. You see, revolution is just change, right? And so change is the one thing in this universe that's constant, right? You see, the revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. You know, it's the reactionary that tries to hold change back. Around here, we try to keep our fingers on the pulse. You know, when you're on the front of change, you might have something to say about how it's shaped when it stops, when it lands. If you're on the ass end of change, you might not have anything to say about anything. Welcome to Revolutionary Life. Tonight on Revolutionary Life, we're discussing a little finance tonight. We're talking about, our title is Stimulus Checks, a petition for monthly checks, and inflation, rising prices. And so how does all of that fit into the new Biden infrastructure bill and Build Back Better plan? We're going to talk about that tonight. And I want to know what you think. You know, this is a call-in show. That is to say that at a certain point in this show, I'm going to start taking calls. I will announce that point. As soon as I present the material, I will announce we're in our call-in section. I call it Your Time to Shine. I'll probably put on a little music while you think about it. But my lines will be open. I'll have my chat room open. That way, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat, and I'll respond to your input. Call me, you go straight on the line. Don't want to call me, hit my chat room. It's a call-in show. All right. I will announce that call-in session soon, guys. But first of all, tonight, I've learned that the Build Back Better plan from Biden, the president, President Biden, may include more stimulus checks. Also, I am a participant. Well, first of all, let me just say, you know, full disclosure. The next thing is that there is a petition out there for monthly checks. Stimulus checks. And my full disclosure is that I signed that petition. And I'll tell you why. And inflation. We got to talk about inflation. It's the big news now. When you go into your grocery store, all the prices are rising. Gasoline is going up now. What's really going on, guys? Why is this inflation, guys? Why are we raising prices? Is there a shortage of gas? Nobody said there was a shortage of gas or food or housing. So why are the prices going up? You know, in a capitalist society, scarcity requires a greater value. There's only a few of them. They cost more. Abundance, the price goes down, as opposed to. But you know better than that. The prices go down in the times of abundance. All right? But nobody's announced any scarcity. But our gas is going up like somebody broke a pipeline somewhere. Or there's some problem with Saudi Arabia somewhere or whatever. Nobody's saying there's a shortage of gas out there. I don't know, guys. All I know is that everybody's talking inflation. And then I hear about this petition for monthly checks, and then the stimulus that supposed to be included in Biden's Build Back Better program. And everybody says those programs are the very thing that's going to cause inflation, prices going up. They're already going up. The plan ain't even in yet. It just got, the infrastructure plan just got approved. But they still got to run this Build Back Better thing through Congress and the Senate. And so if prices are going up now, baby, what's going to happen once all this shit's passed? So they're saying inflation's going to go out the roof. Well, why is inflation going out the roof? We got to talk about that, guys. I mean, you accept it, you change it, or you leave it. All else is madness. If you decide that this is okay with you, if you're going with the okey-doke, with the program, or whatever the news is out there about this stimulus and all this, I understand. I understand. Nobody wants to pay higher prices than something is worth. How about that? We've been doing that forever, but nobody wants to pay even more than what shit's worth. Gasoline is going up. But let me tell you a little secret on gasoline before we go any further. The next time you go get gas, I'd like for you to peep over at that window in the pump for them prices and them gallons are going by. And I want you to look around that window and see if you see the word ethanol, E-T-H-A-N-O-L. You tell me that. Tell me if you see the word ethanol on a gas tank while you, when you just went and bought what you asked for with gas. When you start pumping that tank, I want you to look on that gas tank and see what you're putting in your tank. Y'all don't hear me. Anyway, gas price, inflation means prices are rising. Prices are rising. And one of the, and they're blaming all of that on the infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better plan. Biden's, President Biden's plan. That's the blame, they say. That's just going to all this money. Just, now, nobody said anything about the big tax break for the rich that we got under the last president. That wasn't going to hurt us at all. But this Build Back Better program hurt us. It's going to hurt us. Well, they told me that them folks that got that tax break from, permanent tax break from President, ex-President Donald Trump Jr., they tell me that 1% of the wealthiest in this country own more wealth than the entire, guys. There ain't no number to that. The entire middle class in this country. Let me say that again. CNBC was one of the news outlets, but several of them have reported that 1% of the population in this country, Americans, one, that means 99% is not included in that number. But the 1% of the wealthy in this country own more wealth than the entire middle class of this 330 million people. And that's just those registered as citizens. I don't count the illegals here from everywhere. Canada, yeah, from everywhere. Ireland, yeah, Ireland. They're still illegals here from Ireland. They just come on visitation visas, and they stay. That's how they became illegal. They came legal. And they just, and when their green card or whatever ran out and they were supposed to leave, they didn't. Canadians, Irishmen, not just Mexicans, guys. When people say immigration, we start thinking about the southern border and them brown people coming across. I won't get into that. But I will tell you, the stimulus checks might not show up because they got to go through Congress, right? And there's like one or two people, how about that? In all of the Democratic side of Congress, there's only about one or two people that I know for sure that don't like this idea of stimulus checks. They're going to say that's going to cause inflation when you start putting all that money out there. And let me say why the stimulus check and all that stuff is going to cause an infrastructure bill, Build Back Better. They're saying, you know, that we don't have the money to do it. Biden is finna do something that's gonna cause us to hustle, to borrow money. We always borrow money. You know that, don't you? If you're in debt, if you can hear me right now, I bet you dollars to donuts, you're in debt. But don't worry about that. The government's in debt. You ain't got no debt like the federal government, like the United States government. The people we owe are nations. China buys our treasury bills. Our treasury bills and bonds are how you raise money for a country. So our treasury, the United States Treasury, create these bonds that say, hey, lend us this money for a while. And if you give it to us for a year, in a year, your bond will mature and we'll give you your money plus back. It's a loan, man. That's all it is. And so the nation's in debt. Don't worry about that. You being in debt. Like that's some kind of bad thing. You know, fix your credit, get out of debt. All that kind of shit. The nation's in debt. Your city's probably in debt. If you live in a major American city, nine times out of 10, baby, if you live in a metropolitan area, a municipality, 9 times out of 10, that city's in debt. You ever heard of municipal bonds? You think treasury bonds deals with nations. But have you ever heard of municipal bonds? That's how my city raised money. My city offers wealthy people bonds if they'll give us some money. And we are promised that if they'll let us keep that money for about a year or two, maybe five, we'll give it back to them and then some. That's a loan, ain't it? Anyway, guys, and so tonight, they're saying, let's talk about inflation tonight. If you ain't never heard that word, if you're not familiar, I'm sure you've heard it. It's all over the place. But if you're not sure how all that works, why do they keep saying inflation, inflation, deflation? There's all kind of inflation. But you can think of a baseball ball being blown up with air is inflating it. Or your tires, they're being inflated when you put air in them. So the rising, the growing cost of things are going to be inflated like a balloon. You already see it at the gas station. You already see it at the grocery store. I mean, the plan ain't even gone in yet, baby. Everything ain't passed yet. And prices are already going up, and they're blaming the infrastructure bill, and they haven't even dug a hole. They haven't even picked up a shovel. So somebody getting some money ahead of time. It seems like to me, just on the strength that we always go in debt. The national debt goes up because we're going to borrow that money. And guess where we get that money? And I told you we borrow. But we don't go to China to borrow it. Oh, no. There's a thing, there's an independent corporation of bankers, mostly bankers, referred to by the title, the name they've chosen for themselves, this private organization, is the Federal Reserve Bank. And they call themselves like Federal Express. They call themselves Federal Reserve. Doesn't mean they're a government entity, because they're not. So don't get it twisted. They're not a government entity. Oh, no. They're a private business corporation, and they sell money to us. They will make money. I mean, they know it's not real money. They know it's a debt, so they put on it. And if you reach in your pocket and pull out a dollar, you'll see across the top they put on it a Federal Reserve. That's the name of their company. A Federal Reserve note. It's like it was a Federal Express note. It's a Federal Reserve note. It's the name of their business. And that Federal Reserve note is a promissory note, a promise to pay. A promissory note is a promise to pay. So that money you got in your pocket is an IOU. We in debt, baby. Don't think you're a bad person or you can't handle money and something's wrong with you because you're in debt. I got news for you. Your neighbor's probably in debt. Your city, your state, and your federal government. Debt is a whole new game, and I got a whole presentation on that. You know, all of my shows are archived, guys. So if you're on my site, if you scroll down, there's an on-demand section, and you will see all of our previous shows. This show would be on that list about an hour after we're done. And I did a show previously on the Federal Reserve. What's called the Federal Reserve and how the government gets money. So you can find those in our past. So I won't go into that. But here's the point. When the federal government decides to do a giant project that's going to cost $1 trillion, they look in their pocket just like you do. They look in their bank account. And if the money ain't there, what you do? You borrow it or you go without it. You get that money from somewhere because you ain't got enough in your pocket. You ain't got enough in your account. And so, but you want to do this project. And this project is going to cost you $1.9 trillion. And you looked in your pocket and you ain't got one point. And when I said look in your pocket, I mean the federal government has a place that keeps the money that it collects. It's called the Internal Revenue Service. Internal money. Internal earnings. Internal money coming into the government, money coming in. The Internal Revenue Service and the Treasury Department, okay, the Treasury, where money is supposed to be stored or whatever, that's a lie. But the Treasury Department says, we ain't got that kind of money over here. Wait a minute, we just collected taxes. And you mean to tell me we ain't got $1.9 trillion in our pocket, in our account? Treasury Department, the Internal Revenue Service, responsible for getting those taxes, said no. We did all the taxes, tax season is over, and we looked in our pocket, and we ain't got it. And so what we're going to have to do is go borrow that money. There's a company over there, a private company over there called they call themselves the Federal Reserve. We're going to go over there and ask them to make us some money, promissory note. Make sure they write on it that it's a Federal Reserve note, not real money. And we're going to buy some of that from them, some of that paper. We're going to go in debt to them. We're just passing the debt on, guys. So we're going to go in debt to the Federal Reserve because we need some money. That's the same thing banks do. Banks go down to the Federal Reserve every morning and borrow money. and borrow money to run their business. I wish you could do that as a small business person. I wish the banks would give you a upfront stack to run your day. One day, God. I wish I could give you a stack, loan you a stack to run your business for one day and you come back and square me away. But anyway, banks go to the Federal Reserve for money to run their business, to run their banks, and they pay it back. It's a loan. And the federal government does too. As a matter of fact, they hate it when the federal government has to go to the feds, because the feds, guess what the feds do when the fed, when the federal government knocks on the door and says, we need some money. This company called the Federal Reserve will raise the cost of money. That is to say, the interest, what you got to pay back in addition to that money. They raise that interest rate. That prime lending rate is exactly what it is. That prime rate, that sweet stuff, that goes to banks and presidents and governments. And so the banks hate it when the federal government borrows money, because they always, because this company, the Federal Reserve, always raise the interest rates. When the government comes calling. Oh, yeah. And so now everybody got to pay more for their money when they borrow it from the Federal Reserve, because the government's up in there borrowing money. If they stayed out of there, the price of money would stay down lower. But when every time the federal government has to go to the Federal Reserve for money, the price of money go up for the big guy. Your shit, your price of your loan lending rates are arbitrary. But for them, there's a prime lending rate that they work hard for. So the government ain't got enough money to pay for this infrastructure bill, so they go to borrow some. They go have the Federal Reserve put $1.9 trillion together. They might have to print it. It might be wet, so we might have to wait till the ink dry. But we can go get that money and pay the Federal Reserve back later. Now, here's the thing. Why don't we have $1.9 trillion in our pocket in the first place? Why come when the Internal Revenue Service gets through counting up all the taxes, and then we when the Treasury looks into the box, they ain't got enough money to do shit, but the same old shit they did last year. And so, why is that? The Internal Revenue said, we did all the taxes. This is all we got. They didn't do all the taxes, and you know they didn't. Somebody got in trouble for releasing tax statements from Jeff Bezos of Amazon and Leon, what's this guy's name? Musk. For Tesla, the Tesla guy. Yeah, and we found out we found out that these wealthy men, extremely wealthy men, paid less taxes than their secretary. You don't hear me. The guys making those Tesla cars down there in the factory for whatever wage they get their taxes taken out every paycheck. Federal government was taking your taxes long before it was tax day. I assume you know that. If you sell your labor for a living and you get a check every week, take a look at it. The federal government has already got your money, the taxes out of your money. You ain't getting away with nothing. However, businesses can wait till a fiscal year is over before they pay taxes. They don't have to pay the IRS directly every time they make a transaction or owe some taxes. And so you do. Look at your check Friday, whenever you get it. They already got theirs. If they take out too much of your money during the week, out of your paycheck, at the end of the year, when you file your taxes, and if they realize they took more than they should have from a person who makes the kind of money you make, you might get a tax refund. What you get from the Internal Revenue is a tax refund. Why are you being refunded? You didn't fund nothing. Oh, yes, you did. So if they see you taking out more taxes than you should, then they've taken from you more taxes than you should have. Now, you've had to deal with the fact that they took your money. And when they own tax, when the taxes come in and they send you a check, that's them saying, uh-oh, I'm sorry, we took too much from you. I'm sorry you had to miss that payment. I'm sorry you didn't have food for the kid, for kids' lunches that week. I'm sorry you had to do other things to work around the money we took from you, but we took it without asking you for it. And it looked like we took too much. We get that. We're going to send you a tax refund. And so you'd be happy to get that tax check in January or whatever, right? But they're just giving you back money they took from you that they shouldn't have taken. They shouldn't have taken. But they took it, had a good time with it, and they'll wait to tax a whole year. They've been had to work your money. Oh, yeah, it's just January when they say, oh, we're sorry. You took too much. We're going to give you some stuff money back. Thank you. Now, they owe us interest for a year worth of holding on to money they shouldn't have pulled out of our check without our permission and used it for whatever they used it for. Maybe they made money off our money. Anyway, we don't know. All we know is they take it if you work for a living. If you work a job for a living, a weekly job, weekly pay, full-time, weekly pay job, check on the Friday kind of shit. But businesses don't have to deal with that. Once every fiscal year, they have to make a payment. And then some of them can make just one solid payment, and it's over with, a minimum tax. And so Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, guys like that, didn't pay very much taxes last year. You did. They did. You paid more in taxes than they did. And so Internal Revenue did all this tax work and didn't come up with very much money. I wonder why. Because for you would think that if 1% of the wealthiest people in this country have more wealth than the entire, and I'm quoting guys, the entire middle class of America. You would think when they pay taxes, we get a bag. You think when they pay taxes, we get a knot. We get a roll of money like boom, right? These guys are billionaires, getting close to being trillionaires. They could pay the national debt, but they won't. And so you would think when you took my taxes, and I work 8 hours a day for $10 a week, $10 an hour, 5 days a week, I ain't got a whole lot of money. You can take everything I got, and that won't fund the government. So they wouldn't really count on my money. They thought some of these fat cats who got the money, who done made out like that. They tell me during the pandemic, the wealthy just got wealthier. you know, investing in drug companies. That's why you got to take that shot. That's why you got to take that second shot. That's why you got to take that booster. That's why you got to go get that flu shot. You remember that? Before COVID, every year you had to take your kids to get the flu shot. They got shot clinics in my city, drive-by shots. And everybody has to take them. That's mandatory this and mandatory. Why is it mandatory? Because guys, there's investors involved. If they don't move that vaccine out of all the money they put into this development, if them guys, them salespeople can't move that product, they lose their money. This is a company that sells drugs. If you work for a company that sells anything, they have salesmen and women, and their job is to sell, isn't it? And so they're selling when they talk to you about this stuff. They're doing their job. Because they want you to buy Moderna, not Pfizer. They don't make no money. So they had to get up in the fray and have their doctors and scientists come on TV. You see, AstraZeneca. Whatever happened to AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson. All these different companies are competing for government money. Everybody's saying, buy my drug, buy my vaccine. No, don't buy his vaccine, buy my... That's what's going on out there, guys. That's the real politics, guys. If it looks smooth to you, it ain't. And these guys, and some of them, won't give the federal government the patent to their new drug. They can make more money keeping the patent on it themselves. Why should they let the government know how they made that? They won't even tell you how they made the vaccine for you because you might make it yourself. Same reason they take the seeds out of watermelons. Same reason they take the seeds out of grapes. Same reason they took the husk off rice because you might stick it in the ground and grow it yourself. And they want you to come to the store. I got a tape on that, guys. Look at my on-demand. Anyway, so these guys, I heard our president say, I heard the word smart, that's smart, come out of his mouth when somebody said, it looks like you avoided paying taxes. And he says, that's smart. Okay. If that's smart, and they got whole teams of people who can teach you, especially if you got a little money, they can teach you how to avoid paying taxes. That's the thing. They got something called a tax shelter. See, a tax, you got to have shelter. You got to run for shelter when tax time comes. And so they got some things called tax shelters. So when it rains down taxes, you don't get hit. Who wants to pay taxes? The wealthy don't, obviously. They hide their money in offshore accounts, et cetera, et cetera. And so if everybody thinks it's smart to not pay taxes, when Biden says we're going to do a $1.9 trillion plan, and then they go look in the Treasury, and it ain't $1.9 trillion nothing in there. They turn to the Treasury and the Internal Revenue Service and where's our internal revenue? Where's that money? And the Internal Revenue said, we did it. We did all we could. We got it. All the taxes are in. A whole another year starting. This is all we got. Why is that all we got? Because it's a fad. It's okay with you. I'm talking to you. It seems that it's okay to you to not pay taxes, to sneak away from paying taxes. If you do it, they do it. They got tax lawyers, man, and you ain't. You got H&R Block. They got tax lawyers that show them how to hide money to keep from paying taxes. And if they're successful, like our ex-president said when they asked him about it, That's smart. Quote unquote. Okay. If that was smart, then now when we're facing inflation, because the government's borrowing money from this company called the Federal Reserve and they're going to have to pay it back, and the price of money goes up, interesting, when there's more money in circulation. And we're going to put big money out there now, new money, fresh off the press, still drying on the pallets in the warehouse. The ink ain't even dry yet. But we're going to put new money out there now, or what some people call bad money. But new money is going to hit the streets. And when more money go out there, come on now, we live in a capitalist society. Tell me what happens when there's an abundance. The cost goes down. The opposite happens, right, when there's a scarcity. The price goes up. Scarcity makes the product dearer. We know that. Abundance, if everybody got one, the price goes down. And so, as we put more money out there, guys, the value of that money is going down. Right? And so it looks, so the way that looked to you on the ground is prices going up. That is to say, you're paying much more now for the same shit you got, the same amount of a gallon of gas. You ain't getting no more than a gallon, babe. But a gallon of gas now, with this new money coming in, ain't $2 worth of gas. It's $4 to get that same amount of gas. Because your money ain't, you got 50 cents now. You don't have a dollar. It looks like a dollar, but it ain't worth but 50 cents worth of goods and services. Sorry. You need $2 to get what you used to get with that one. I told you, my mom said a loaf of bread used to cost a quarter when she was a kid. 25 cents. I said, Mom, what they do to bread that make it cost so much now? It's almost $2. They add something new? They do something to bread? Why is it so expensive? Did the bread get better? She said, no, same old bread. The money got worse, not the bread. The bread kept maintaining its value. The money to buy the bread lost its value. So you paying four times what Mom used to pay for the same product. That's probably made even cheaper than it was when she was around, given automation. Man, are you being had. But when they put all this money out there, the price of money goes, the value of your money, this is what you can get in goods and services, the value of your ability to do that goes down, the amount that you can get. So that $100 in your pocket soon will get you just about $50 worth stuff. Yeah. Last month, you could have bought that twice. You could have bought two of them with that $100. You get $50 a piece. You could have bought two of them. Now you need 200 to get one. And so that's inflation. I'm sorry. That's my understanding of inflation, guys. The prices are inflated, not because the product got any better. I told you to look at that gas tank the next time you go get gas. You just paid for $3 worth of gasoline. When you get to that gas tank and you read it, I want you to see if you see the word ethanol. That's ethanol. That's grain alcohol. You can make it in your bathtub with corn. Corn squeezing. If you were raised in the South, you know what I'm talking about. Corn liquor is mixed in with your gas. and they'll tell you, by law, they have to tell you, but you ain't even paying attention. So you just paid for gas. That's what you thought. Now, you paid for some fermented grain. PGA, pure grain alcohol. Anyway, guys, so looked like if they was going to give you less gas and more of this cheap stuff, they would lower your prices, wouldn't they? You ain't even getting gas at the gas station. Ain't that a shame? Anyway, guys. That's inflation. And they said that's what's coming now, even more so than it is right now, than you're seeing out there now with the gas space, with the gas prices. And because the bill hasn't even passed yet. We're still trying to pass the second part, the Build Back Better thing. And so everybody's afraid of inflation. But hey, when the government looked in their pocket, they didn't have enough money. Even though there should be, there's 330 million people in this country. 1% of them own more wealth than the entire middle class. Some of them are trillionaires, damn near trillionaires, billionaires, millionaires. And we can't come up with $1 trillion out of all y'all. Now, the Internal Revenue said we went out there, collected everybody's taxes, paid everybody off. We used to pay off, collected everything we needed to collect, and here's what we got. It ain't enough. So we had to go to this company called the Federal Reserve, and we got to borrow some money. And they ain't got it, so they're going to print it for us, and they'll put their name on it so you'll know that it's not the government, it's the Federal Reserve. And they'll put their own name on it, and then they'll sell it to us. And we will pay the cost. The prime lending rate goes up when the government borrows money. Sorry. Everybody's going to. That's inflation. Everybody who does business with the feds, especially banks, are finna see rising prime lending rates. For some reason or another, when the federal government goes to the Federal Reserve for more money, for some reason or another, all of a sudden, the cost of money goes up at the Fed. Interesting. But because they're printing it, guys, it ain't like they're getting short of money. They're printing it whenever they get ready. I did a whole thing on the printing job, guys. Y'all got to look at that. When that money come off the printing press, a guy picked up a $1 bill. And so how much it cost to make this $1 bill? He said about 30 cents, paper, ink, the whole works. Then he walked around the warehouse where the $50 bills were, and he pulled one of them out and said, how much it take to make this $50 bill? He said about 30 cents, ink and paper. Federal Reserve's not running out of money. So why do they need to raise the interest rates on the government when it comes to borrow? But that's the program, guys. Ask anybody out there now who borrows money from the Fed, the prime lending rate is about to go up. And so they want to blame the stimulus checks. They want to blame these doggone liberals giving away, throwing money at the problem, giving away free money. They said that's the problem. There's a petition out there, guys, where they're actually, some congressmen have already signed with over 3,000 signatures, I think, something like that, asking the government to do a monthly stimulus check. Almost the same as a universal basic income. Everybody will get a stimulus check every month. And so, of course, that idea is being shot down because it's going to cause inflation. Why? Because the government ain't got the money to do that, and so the government is going to have to go borrow the money, blah, 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 everything I just laid out. The government shouldn't have to borrow the money. It just should reach in its pocket and pay. So we broke? Yeah, we broke. And so it should just be able to reach in his pocket and pay. Especially after it's collected all the 330 million people's taxes or whatever number that is. No. Tax season's over. It's all we got. And then we find out that the people who would have put the biggest money in there, in that pot, had they paid their share of taxes, paid less taxes than you. And some of them paid zero tax. Our last president got a zero tax thing on one of his tax returns. And they got lawyers and shit that'll show you how. And most of y'all will agree that if you knew how, you probably wouldn't pay taxes either. So here we go. Inflation. No, don't blame it on the stimulus checks. Let's not blame it on a monthly income. They told me today. They didn't tell me. Biden today on TV. No, it wasn't Biden. What is that? Today on TV, they also spoke about Biden saying something to the effect that as a result of coming out of Afghanistan, we're going to have some money. And so they gave a figure that said something to the effect that every day, you can believe this. I'm sure you can. I don't have the proof, but you guys can look it up. But come on now, if you think about it, every day we were in Afghanistan, every day that our military was bivouacked, lived literally in Afghanistan, and we did for years, we were spending millions of dollars a day to keep troops. And I wish I had that figure, 3 million, 33 million, something. Anyway, but you think about it. If you know anything about the military, you know that they say that it takes 6 inputs for 1 output. That is to say, it takes 6 support staff to fully equip 1 soldier in the field. 1. From his clothing to his weapons to his, it takes quartermaster food. There's 6 inputs that they have to give that soldier before he's fully ready to hit the field. 1 soldier. The money is ridiculous. And the war is over. So somebody said Biden mentioned that today. That as a result of the ending of the Afghan war, we would have some money to work with. We don't have to borrow that much. If we can work, if we can get some money back from that, what you call that, a peace dividend or something like that? If we save money that yesterday we would have spent, then we might have some money to work with, right? And so possibilities are endless, not to mention making these wealthy folks come up off of this lunch money that they owe in taxes. I mean, for them, lunch money, because they're going to eat lunch in Paris tomorrow or in Venice tomorrow. Or they're having dinner with the royals. I don't know. But I'm just saying they got it, I guess. $1 billion, $1 trillion. I mean, I don't think they're going to be missing any meals if they paid their taxes. But it's a fad now. You don't pay your taxes. You're smart, according to the last president, for getting away from paying taxes. And so every time the government looks in their pocket, they broke. They ain't got enough. Internal Revenue Service throws their shoulders up and said, we did the best we could. That's all we got. They hide money out there. They got shelters. They hide money out there. They got offshore bank accounts. Offshore bank accounts where they hide money. And they think that's smart, that's intelligent, that's what rich people do, blah, 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 blah. Now here we are. Now here we are. So when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the gas station, whenever you see prices rising, that's inflation. All right? And if you want to point your finger, if you're looking for somebody to blame your fucking self. Excuse me. You have to blame yourselves. Because if it's smart not to pay taxes, who wouldn't? Very few, I imagine. I mean, they got whole H&R Block. You can hire people, tax lawyers, man. You got people who can show you tax shelters. See, if you put some money over here, did it dawn on anybody why the wealthiest people in the world have a philanthropist and have charities? Right? J.P. Morgan. There's a charity, the Morgan Foundation. The Morgan Foundation. There's the Carnegie Group. Remember Carnegie? There's the Carnegie Foundation. You remember the Fords? There's a Ford Foundation. You remember the Trumps? There's a Trump charity. Come on, man. We know that game. You can avoid taxes by donating money to charity. Ain't that nice? I mean, your children sit on the boards of these charities, but still, if I give $1 million to a charity of my choice, I can write that off in my tax. See, that's a number of ways you can keep from paying taxes, guys. And it seems to be okay. To you, for you. But that's okay. Just don't blame nobody else when prices go up. Come on now. Shit. Blame this culture of let's not pay taxes. How about that? And let's watch the roads get fixed and all the shit. Let's got lights on the street going out. I want my lights on the street back on. Tax time come around. is there any way I can keep from having to pay this much tax? Yeah, you can claim this child, or you can hide the money over here. And so we good with that shit. We got people who will teach you how to do that. We got schools who will teach you how to avoid paying taxes and finding tax shelters, right? Get you a timeshare. Put it in your insurance. Man, come on. There's a million fucking ways to keep from paying taxes, and it's okay. And here we are. And here we are. And here we are. Don't blame stimulus checks, baby. Look at what you've done with this game you play. Yeah, we got an infrastructure. We're going to get some infrastructure, but we're going to be in debt up to our nose to do it. And who should we blame for that? Not just individuals, because I'd go for the 1% in a minute if it was just individuals to blame. But there's a culture in this place, this country, that says if you can get away with it, well, you're not finna get away with it. You got away with it. You were slick. You hired lawyers and you got away with it. Now even your $1 billion is going to be able to buy less than it did last year. So does that make sense? You used to could buy $1 billion worth of stuff with your $1 billion. Now your $1 billion is going to be able to purchase less. You're going to need $2 billion. Now, is that smart? Because that's what we're doing down here. Middle class doing. And you make more money than we do. If you paid your taxes and the government looked in his pocket and had $1.9 trillion, game over. What are we arguing about? Let's build the bridges. Let's make some new roads. Let's get some higher rail. Let's put some people to work with blah, 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 blah. Let's do it. Let's go into the 22nd century and stop living out of the 1800s. Shit, we still burning coal. He's talking about the 1800s, man. The industrial age of 1800s and smokestacks and shit. We still burning coal and boiling water to make electricity. Ain't that some shit? Boiling water to make electricity. That's all we're doing. It's time to move on, baby. It's time to move on, and we need money to do it. And unfortunately, the culture in this country has guaranteed that the government coffers stay empty. If it was up to them to put some money in it, it would be empty. And so we got to borrow the money. Luckily, there's a company over here that sells money called the Federal Reserve. And if it ain't got it, it'll print it. How much you want? Let the roller presses. Let's make some new money. Throw it out here with this other money. M1, M2. If you know anything about the Fed, the M1 is the money supply. M1 and M2 are two different money supplies, ways of calculating the supply of money in circulation. But I do another presentation, guys. So that's where I wanted to go with that. It's a big peeve of mine. We blaming everybody. And we know we'd love to get something over on the Fed when it comes to tax time. Now, we just don't want to have to pay those taxes. And we want to know if there's some shelters, some things we can do. Maybe I can donate to a charity. Well, if you own that charity, you'd be donating to yourself. If you Ford, you get a Ford Foundation. If you Carnegie, get a Carnegie Foundation. Catherine T. and MacArthur, yeah, get one of those. You look at PBS when it goes off. Get one of those foundations for you and your family. And y'all just passing the money around. But you can take it off on your taxes. Get you an offshore account in the Bahamas somewhere. Hide that money. Swiss account. Hide that money. And here we go. And we'll be right back where we are now. People be complaining. But there you go. I'm going to open my lines up now, guys. I talk too much. This part of the show is called our call-in section. I call it your time to shine. What do you think about these stimulus checks? What do you think about this inflation? What do you think about printing all this money on top of money? I want to hear what you got to say. That's why I cut off a whole, that's why I make a whole part of this show. The whole rest of this show is called the call-in section, baby. And I got a phone number for you. If you call me, you go straight on to the line. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. If you write me, I have a chat room. I'm opening that chat room up right now. I have a chat room. And if you log in, put some questions, comments, concerns in that chat, I'll see them. I'm monitoring that chat. I'll see them, and I'll be able to respond to you in the chat or out loud so that everybody hears your question or whatever, if you like. That phone number is area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. My chat room is open. My phone lines are open. I'm going to give you a little music while you contemplate communicating with me tonight on this subject. I'll be right back. Let's hear it, man. Thank you.
It's awesome. That's so little. I just want to come.
All right, and you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life, and I'm your host, Gary. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tonight, a topic, and we have a topic every night, a different topic usually, every night. And tonight our topic was stimulus checks. And not only that, I did give an honorable mention to to a petition that has been signed by congressmen and citizens alike, other citizens alike, for a monthly stimulus check. Now, monthly stimulus check, check this out. I did a thing on universal basic income, and I included this stimulus check in there. The thing is that a universal basic income is just like a rich kid has, or a kid, but a rich kid, for sure. If his family, he has a floor through which he may never fall. You know what I mean? The possibility that he has a floor beneath him through which he don't fall through. Let's say that floor is food, clothing, and shelter. Let's say that falling through that floor is hunger, homelessness, and ragged. He has a floor through which he has every possibility of not having to fall through. And that means he has options. If he leave a job, he's not going to lose his home, a place to stay. If he lacks the job, if him and his boss can't get along, he ain't got to suck it up. He ain't got to work the hours they tell him to work because he ain't got no choice. I heard a woman say the only reason she was on this job is because of the medical benefits. She has a son with a chronic health condition, a chronic condition. And if she didn't have that health plan, she couldn't help her son. And so if she could do it without that job's medical plan, she'd be gone for better pickings, better jobs, right? But she's stuck because of the medical plan. And so a universal basic income gives you options, like it would a rich kid. That is to say, a rich kid might decide today he wants to be a skateboard superstar. He might decide he wants to open up a store. He might want to follow in his father's footsteps and do something else to make money. He might want to be an international playboy. I don't know. But he has the options. And what if those businesses fail? Do he go hungry, homeless, and ragged? No, he has a floor. The rich kid has a floor through which he may fall to, but not below. In all probability, he will never fall. He has an opportunity there to have a situation where he has a floor where he never has to, or she, never fall through. The concept of going without food, clothing, and shelter is not even in their mind, on their mind. And so a universal basic income is what a working man has. And that gives him a floor like a rich kid has. You see, once you have a floor like the rich kid, you have options. You don't stay with a job because you can't afford to leave. Give me a break. Now, I'm sure that having people so desperate and in need of jobs that they can't afford to leave kind of guarantees a loyal workforce, you might say. Having working people with options now to keep them on that job, you might have to offer them more than you offer them now. You might have to compete for their labor because they got options. They can go home like the rich kid. Like the rich kid can go back to mom and dad or whatever condo or set of apartments they own somewhere where he could live, paid for, And so so my point was that the UBI, the Universal Basic Income for a Working Man, is very similar and offers some of the same benefits, let's say, even playing field options that it would if you were born into a wealthy family. And this family, even though y'all don't share in that wealth, is a wealthy family. This family is a wealthy family. It's only that 1%, according to the news, 1% of the family, of the richest of the family, own more than all us, all of us. They say, the quote was, the entire middle class. Now, I imagine if they make more than the middle class, they definitely should make more than the working poor. So I said all of us. But the quote was that the 1% own more, and they made more money during the pandemic. So they're filthy rich. The money's falling out their pocket. It should be trickling down by now. If Ronald Reagan, several presidents away with correct. And but it don't trickle, does it? And anyway, and so I was liking the universal basic income to what a well-to-do rich kid has. We ain't have to work for it. He got it because his parents are rich or whatever. These, you know, foundation babies or whatever you call them, trust babies. And so working people should have, I think, options. Corporation said, well, people won't want to come to work. I said, well, that's a joke because a monthly check ain't going to get that new Tesla that you like so well. A monthly check ain't going to repair your house. It might make sure you got food, clothing, and shelter, communications and transportation, the internet or something, and the car. But it ain't going to make sure your roof get fixed. That might be the exact same amount as your paycheck, as that monthly check, tell the truth. It ain't going to make sure you got that car fixed or that you get that new car truck that you want. If you want to do that, you got to go out and make some money. Ain't nobody going to stay. Very few people will stay home. You know, there are people getting welfare checks who work under the table. You don't know it, but they work under the table for cash. And so it ain't never, them little monthly bills ain't never enough, but it's never more than enough. They're just enough for food, clothing, and shelter. Transportation, maybe, if you got to own a car, but I don't know if you got to pay a car or no. And communication, internet, cell phone, food, clothing, and shelter, like everything living on this earth acquires at birth. We want to move forward, then we need a floor. We need to close something behind us, and that's that floor that people fall through. A universal basic income, just like what a rich kid would have, would equal a floor. Once we establish a back, then we know what the front looks like. We can move forward, but we got to secure the rear. My lines are still open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. My chat room is open. Questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'll respond to that entry because I'm monitoring that chat. I'm going to give you a little music. Why you think about whether you want to make a comment on the subject or not. I'll be right back. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight we've been talking about the stimulus, update on the stimulus bill. I understand that there's a possibility of another stimulus being inside of this Build Back Better plan. The infrastructure plan has gone through, I think. And so the Build Back Better, they got to get that through. And so if that comes through, there might be another stimulus check in there. But I also notified you that there was a petition going around that has well over 3,000 signatures right now, I guess. I think it's 3,000 or maybe more. And some congressmen that are calling for a monthly stimulus check. For how long? I don't know. It's almost like a universal basic income for everyone every month. And so I call it closing the back door, as you heard my presentation. Anyway, so inflation was also part of that topic, because those stimulus plans are being set to be the culprit. The inflation is being blamed on Biden's stimulus plan. He's asking for too much money, and he's going to have to borrow that money because ain't nobody paying taxes. That's the only fucking reason. And so he's going to go borrow some money, and we're going to get deeper in debt, plus some extra money in the market, which is going to cause the money out there now to be worth less. That's why your prices are rising. And that final bill hasn't even, the Build Back Better bill hasn't even passed yet. And inflation is already being talked about and seen at the gas station. And so we got a culture that we like, that we don't have a problem with, that we're not against, called tax shelters, avoiding taxes. Oh, we want them roads and them streetlights and all that shit. Somehow or another, we want them roads and streetlights. But don't ask us for no money to pay for them. And so anyway, the government looked in his pocket and the Treasury Department said, we ain't got it. And so they both went over to the Internal Revenue Service that's supposed to bring in the money. And they say, hey, we did it. We run the whole income tax year. Year's over. This is all we got. How is it this is all we got when we have 300 million people in this country? How is it that that's all we got when we have billionaires, damn near trillionaires, and millionaires? Well, the Internal Revenue says, well, they didn't have to pay because they had this tax shelter and that tax shelter. They didn't have to pay because they didn't declare that much money. And we don't know where that money they made all year was. They just only declared this much. They tell me it's in a bank in the Cayman Islands. But we can't prove that. It's hiding from us. And that's okay with y'all. I ain't blaming them, because you do the same thing. If somebody came to you and said, well, hey, you owe how much taxes? I can tell you how to get some of those taxes off of there. Yeah, you can make a donation. You can see that car you got out there you ain't driving, that's been sitting out there with no tires on it, growing weeds around it. Donate that to a local charity and write that off, the taxes. As a matter of fact, if you were rich, you'd start your own charity. If you were Ford, you'd have a Ford Foundation. If you were Carnegie, you'd have a Carnegie Foundation. If you were Arthur T. and MacArthur's T. Foundation, what is that You see it on PBS all the time. If you were some of the wealthy people in the world, you'd have your own foundation so you could donate to yourself and take it off on your taxes. You ain't got that kind of wherewithal. So, but there's still, if somebody came to you and said, here's a way to avoid paying that tax, would you take it? Hell yeah. Take it. I bet you 9 times out of 10. There may be some more folks out there that won't take it, the 1%, a 1%. But most folks would look for a way to keep that money. The idea is to keep that money. The rich dad, poor dad guy, Kawasaki, he's all about you keeping your money. Well, you finna spend that money on inflation. All that money you save by not paying your taxes, not the big guy, their money offshore somewhere. They're gonna suffer too for their money locally in the States. You finna get it. If you saved anything through lying, cheating, and stealing, or whatever you had to do to not have to pay tax, or you just didn't pay it, that's okay. That's okay. You're going to pay them now. When the last time you've been to the gas station? You got to come up with some money. You got to come up with more money now to get what you used to get. Keep playing. Keep playing around. Keep thinking you're getting away with something. And watch how what goes around comes around. What goes around comes around. Now you finna get kicked in the ass trying to be slick. You smarter than everybody else. Well, that Ferrari used to cost $500,000. Now it's $1,000,000. Now it's $1,000,000. Hello. You had the 500 because you just did a big concert. You're a big star, celebrity. But you ain't finna spend $1,000,000 on that, are you? You might. You might come on up with the money. Or you might borrow it. You're good for it. Here it come, guys. What goes around comes around. You think you slick, but you can stand a little grease. You don't know how the game play. You finna pay. That's what inflation is. What goes around comes around. All that money you need, you finna put back into the economy. We need it, I guess. That's right. Yeah, a loaf of bread used to cost a quarter. That's what mom said. The bread didn't get better. The money got worth less. So you had to come up with 4 times what my mom paid for. Maybe 8 to get that same loaf of bread. I said, Mom, what happened to the bread? Did the bread get better or something? She said, no, it's the same old bread. It's the same Wonder Bread, Colonial Bread, whatever. Then why come it cost $1 to $2 now, Mom? Nothing happened to the bread. The money got weak. So you had to come up off some more money. You think it's slick? You think you slick, but you can stand a little grease. And I want to thank everybody who listened in tonight for listening in. I just wanted to do something on economics tonight, take a revolutionary look at the stimulus and inflation and all the hype out there about inflation. Everybody want to point a finger. Nobody wants to say, well, you brought it on yourself. I wanted to say that tonight. And listen for your response. I have my phone lines open. I have my chat room open. So I was perfectly well. I have a whole half of my show set aside for call-ins. Just so I can hear what your take is on the subject. I want to thank you again for listening in, guys. I'm here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. My name is Gary. I'll be here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I open my lines again. After I finish the presentation, I open the lines again. You want to talk about it? You know I'm ready. You know I'm available. How about you? Have a great night tonight, everybody. And I'll see you guys tomorrow night. Buenas noches. O bono note. Ciao. Let me give you a little music as we go out.